This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, the 11th chapter. We are at the 11th chapter, if you'd like to follow along. And now we're going to continue. I think we're around the 10th verse. Let's go ahead and get right into our study. They have turned back to the iniquities of their ancestors who refused to hear my words, and they have gone after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I made with their fathers. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I am bringing disaster on them, which they will not be able to escape, though they will cry to me, yet I will not listen to them. Then the cities of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem will go and cry to the gods to whom they burn incense, but they surely will not save them in the time of their disaster. That's quite a handful of knowledge and words. God is saying here, take it for what it's worth. Lord is saying, behold, I'm bringing disaster. I'm going to bring disaster on them, which they will not be able to escape, though they will cry to me. Yet I will not listen to them. Then the cities of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem will go and cry to the gods to whom they burn incense, but they will surely not save them in the time of their disaster. For your gods are as many as your cities, O Judah, and many as the streets of Jerusalem are the altars you have set up to the shameful things, altars to burn incense to Baal. Therefore, do not pray for this people. Don't even pray for them. Now, that's something to consider as well. When God says don't even pray for them, there must not be any hope. Once God gives a group of people or country, once he gives them up, he's saying, do not even pray for this people, nor lift up a cry or prayers for them, for I will not listen when they call to me because of their disaster. What right has my beloved in my house when she has done many vile deeds? Can the sacrificial flesh take away from you your disaster so that you can rejoice? The Lord called your name a green olive tree, beautiful in fruit and form, with the noise of a great tumult. He has kindled fire on it and its branch, and its branches are worthless. The Lord of hosts, who planted you, has pronounced evil against you because of the evil of the house of Israel and of the house of Judah, which they have done to provoke me, my offering up sacrifices to Baal. Did you get that? The Lord of hosts, who planted you, has pronounced evil against you because of the evil of the house of Israel and of the house of Judah, which they have done to provoke me by offering up sacrifices to Baal. They offered up their sacrifices to Baal. And God is a very jealous God. Did you know that? He's a very jealous God. And it tells us a lot. This 14th verse, don't pray for this people. This is shocking. Tells Jeremiah not to pray. And says he won't listen to the people if they pray. A time comes when God must dispense judgment and justice. Sin brings its own bitter reward. If the people were unrepented and continued in their sin, neither their prayers nor Jeremiah's would prevent God's judgment. And that goes to show you. You pray for me. No, you pray for me. You know, you find, look, for everyone to pray for you. Some of these people did, probably. After it started happening, the disasters that God said was going to come. The only hope they had was repentance. But they didn't do it. They didn't even repent. And they went on their merry way to serve their false gods. Charles Darwin. All of the false. They're not even prophets. They're false teachers. Liars. And people serve them, follow them, as if they're gods. Did you know that? Moreover, the Lord made it known to me, and I knew it. Then you showed me their deeds. But I was like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter, and I did not know that they had devised plots against me, saying, let us destroy the tree with its fruit, and let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name be remembered no more. But the Lord of hosts, who judges righteously, who tries the feelings and of the heart, let me see your vengeance on them. For to you have I committed my cause. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the men of Anathoth who seek your life, saying, do not prophesy in the name of the Lord, so that you will not die at our hand. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I am about to punish them. The young men will die by the sword. Their sons and daughters will die by famine. And a remnant will not be left to them. For I will bring disaster on the men of Anathoth, the year of their punishment. God promises that he's going to bring about a disaster. And, you know, if God is promising to bring this disaster, don't you think they had better listen? The prophet Jeremiah came and warned these people over and over and over again. And yet they did not refuse, or they did not repent. They continued on their merry way. Can you imagine? It amazes me, it astounds me that after hearing what Jeremiah had to say, that there were going to be disaster. I mean, this is a promise from God. There's going to be disaster. Disaster. There's going to be calamity. There's going to be some hurt
real hurt.
And these people refused to listen to God? Can you imagine this? Can you imagine even beginning to ignore God? That's like ignoring the IRS when you get a letter. You know, it's serious. It's pretty serious. If you ignore a letter from God, don't you think it's a little bit more serious than a letter from the IRS? You know, folks, this is serious business. To Jeremiah's surprise, the people of Anathoth, his hometown, were plotting to kill him. Plotting to kill him. They wanted to silence Jeremiah's message for several reasons. The economic and the condemnation of idol worship would hurt their businesses of their building idols. You know, these idol makers. Hey, that's bad for business. We make idols for a living. Hey, you can't say that about our idols. We make the best idols in all the land. Can you imagine? Message of doom, gloom, made the people feel depressed and guilty and everything else. He openly rebuked their hypocritical politics. People hated him for showing them that they were wrong. Jeremiah had two options: to run and hide, or to call on God. Jeremiah called, God answered. Like Jeremiah, we can either run and hide, or we can face these threats. And it's the same way today as it was back then. Jeremiah knew that God's justice would ultimately come, but he was impatient because he wanted justice to come quickly. And we're finding out that if you ignore a letter from God, it's like ignoring a letter from the IRS. You better take note, get your checkbook out, write it, pay the penalties and interest, and send it in. Otherwise, get ready for some hurt. You're better off to get it under the rug. And just like with God, you're better off getting your sins under the blood. Because you can't ignore a letter from God. You might think, this is just an ad. This is just junk mail. This Bible is not junk mail, folks. This Bible is some serious business. More serious than the IRS. When you get a letter from God, straight to you, to your heart, you better take note. You better take note, because this is serious business, folks. God spoke, and disaster came to the people of Judah, the people of Jerusalem. He spoke, and disaster. He promised through Jeremiah that disaster was going to come. It did. You can bank on it, folks. If God promises disaster, which he did in the book of the Revelation, he promised disaster, didn't he? God promised disaster. It's coming. It is coming, folks. Get ready. Repent. Put everything under the blood. and look up, for your redemption draws nigh. That's our time for today, folks. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, come into our hearts, come anew, fresh. Baptize us with the Spirit. Let us have the power of God right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that it's done. Amen. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Shoot us a letter. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.